USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump will wrap up his three-day visit to the United Kingdom today. Yesterday, he was there defending his latest threatened tariffs, this time on Mexico.
Mexico shouldn't allow millions of people to try and enter our country, and they could stop it very quickly. And I think they will. And if they won't, we're going to put tariffs on.
Adding it would be foolish for some critical Republican lawmakers to try to block him when it comes to that plan. It's being called an unprovoked and irresponsible act. The U.S. Sixth Fleet says a U.S. P-8A Poseidon aircraft flying in international airspace over the Mediterranean Sea was intercepted by a Russian aircraft three times over the course of 175 minutes yesterday. Russian officials have neither confirmed nor denied the incident. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Oh my gut! We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
Hi. I'm Captain Obvious, and every day, thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like Becky's picture of another perfect waterfall, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Becky, it's that you hate that she's there, and you're at work listening to Lisa talk about her alleged food allergies. Don't hate like Becky's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
Later today, a Missouri judge may decide the fate of that state's only remaining abortion clinic. A hearing is planned about whether the Planned Parenthood clinic in St. Louis can continue to operate after state officials refuse to renew its license.
Pray that the judge will make the best decision possible, the best decision to truly protect pregnant women and their children.
That's Karen Nolkemper, who is with the Archdiocese of St. Louis. The former British spy who compiled an infamous dossier that claimed Donald Trump had ties to Russia will be questioned by U.S. investigators. The British newspaper The Times is reporting that Christopher Steele is planning to meet with U.S. officials in London in the coming weeks. The interview expected to cover Steele's relationship with America's FBI. The NBA Finals move to the Bay Area tonight. The Warriors hosting the Raptors in Game 3. The team split the first two games. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Florida officials charging the former sheriff's deputy who was hired to protect people at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High in Parkland, Florida, for not doing his job. Scott Peterson facing multiple counts of child neglect, culpable negligence, and perjury for his inaction during that school shooting that cost 17 people their lives. Peterson was the school resource officer who retreated during the shooting rather than going in to confront the shooter. A 15-month investigation also claims he prevented other officers from going inside the building themselves. House Democrats are passing an immigration bill that grants a path to citizenship for some illegal immigrants. It also has a solution for Dreamers, people who were children when they illegally came to the United States. Seven Republicans joining with all the Democrats and voting for it, but it's not expected to even get a vote in the GOP-controlled Senate. Maine lawmakers are sending a bill that would legalize doctor-assisted suicides to Governor Janet Mills. The bill allows doctors to prescribe life-ending medication to terminally ill patients, the state Senate approving it on a 19-16 vote. It passed in the House yesterday by one vote. Governor Mills has not released an opinion on the bill yet. And the Mega Millions jackpot is growing. No winner in Tuesday night's drawing, so the expected jackpot on Friday is about $530 million. And find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.